Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally. On News Talk 1520. KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. Myself, Kim Pagano, I'm your host. I'm here with Marcia Hively and Sharon Savidson, and we're talking about getting organized in 2013, which is right around the corner. And I hope that you've had an amazing holiday, and we have already had some great interviews, and we've got our next interview is Mike Curtis, and his book is Try It This Way, An Ordinary Guy's Guide to Extraordinary Happiness. And our next one is Sharon Savidson. She's going to talk about vision boards and really get us in our vision for 2013. So I'm so glad that you are here with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008 every Saturday from 2 to 4 here on AM 1520 KVTA. All right, let's bring our next guest on, Mike Curtis, and again, his book, Try It This Way. Mike, how come we want to try it your way? Welcome.
Well, I guess I was motivated to write that book and to try to encourage people to, I guess a lot of people have said this in the past, but basically to take charge of their own lives and lead their lives in a conscious and purposeful way. And my way does that. I've basically been observing the human condition for a long time and gone through a lot of difficult work to get to where I am. And it's not that I'm bragging or anything, but I have learned some things along the way. And so I decided upon retirement that I would write down what I thought and believed, and hopefully that, you know, other people would read it and be sort of encouraged to think about these things.
And, you know, I mean, that is really living consciously. I mean, Sharon, we talk about that. Marcia, we talk about that. Is really, you know, in the grocery store, talk to the people around you. You know, be in the moment. And I think that's really hard for so many of us. And I don't know why, because we live in a 24/7 and we're always thinking of what our next gig is and what's our next thing. Do you think that's the reason?
Yes, I do think that's the reason. And that's, I want to be clear right off the top that that's every bit as true for me as it is for everybody else. I don't claim to be as successful at being in the present moment all the time. I mean, one of my friends said to me last week, you know, our monkey brain never really stops.
Let me tell you.
Way to put it, jumping around and so forth. And in my book, one of the things I talk about is my yoga practice. And maybe yoga isn't for everybody, but I have a hard time wondering who it wouldn't help.
Yeah.
It's certainly been very helpful to me in learning how to be in the present moment. And I guess one of the only times during the week that I really am successful at doing that is when I'm practicing yoga. And
Mike,
it's a wonderful experience.
This is Sharon. You know, I wanted to say something about yoga. I have a grandmother who lives in Israel. She is 95, and she has just stopped teaching yoga. She has taught her entire life. And I am a personal trainer. One of the things I do is I'm a personal trainer. I have been for a very long time, very muscle bound, very, you know, I'm very strong. And I remember when I first started doing yoga, and it was so hard for me. And the yoga teacher used to laugh at me. But what I do want, and now I do it, you know, sometimes on my own, sometimes in a class. I just want to encourage people out there. You do not have to spend an hour and a half doing yoga. You can do one or two poses that feel really good to you. A lot of the books or the videos that you get and everything show you one or two poses and tell you what the benefits are. I mean, there are so many benefits of yoga. I'm a very big yoga person.
Right.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
You know, and I'm looking through your book, and I love it because it's really just everyday different things. You know, don't speed in your little town wherever you live. You know, I mean, there's stuff that
I love that. My favorite thing is distribute your money lovingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what an idea that is, eh?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, and accept 100% responsibility. I mean, that right there. So many of us are not willing to take on what we have put out.
Right.
And I really think that, I mean, that is really living mindful. So, I mean, where did you come up with just all these different things, or have you just really been looking at things that people do wrong in their life or that you think can really help our society?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll be happy to answer it. neither of those two that the two of you just quoted are my original thinking. I don't want to take credit for them. The notion of taking 100% responsibility, I first really contemplated that, and it hit me just like a 2x4 between the eyes, was when I read Stephen Covey's book, Seven Habits,
right.
And people back and when it was new. So
yeah.
That's getting to be 20, 25 years ago now. And I believe that that is one of the biggest truths that can set us free. And Stephen Covey wasn't the first person who talked about it, but I do believe that that one issue is the major thing that prevents people from being in the moment, and it prevents people from feeling happy. As long as people believe that their happiness is dependent on external factors, like if their boss or their spouse was kinder to them, if the weather was nicer, if whatever, if I had a new car, all that kind of stuff. As long as people are stuck thinking that kind of thing, then their happiness is going to be dependent and very short-lived on whether or not those things are present. And accepting responsibility for yourself includes accepting responsibility for your own happiness. And, you know, I don't want to talk all day, but I sure could. Let me quickly jump to, I'd like to comment on distribute your money lovingly because, again, that is my original idea. My wife said that to me a few years ago, and I'm not sure if it was her original idea, but I never heard anybody else say that. And when she first said that, I thought she was off her rocker. But I got to thinking about it, and I began to realize that, just like the other one, this is a truth that can absolutely set you free. If you're a slave to your financial situation, you're going to be a bundle of nerves and never fully satisfied. And as soon as you come to realize what money really is, and, you know, you may not have enough of it, but money is just an energy that we use to sort of engage in the human drama. So, you know, we buy things, we pay other people for services, but the fact is, if you're in a situation, one way or the other, you're going to have to pay. And
right.
So given that, why not pay with a joyful spirit and mm-hmm. a generosity in your heart? I mean, if I'm paying my auto mechanic for taking care of my vehicle, I don't mind. Like, I hire them to do that, and they do a really good job. So they charge me a bill, I'm happy to pay it. Same with my customers. I run a guitar care and repair business, and I get the impression when they come and they pick up their guitar after I fix it up for them, they're happy to pay me. And, you know, so it's all good. And to the extent that somebody can kind of let go of clinging to money, I think they're going to be a lot more relaxed and happy.
Well, you have kind of a whole chapter or area about money. And one of the things you say is be scrupulously honest with money. I practice yoga and have been doing for many years. Yoga is much more than physical exercise. It is a mastery of integrity. I can't say, no, that's not the word, but yes. Of activities of the mind. And I completely agree. What goes around comes around. You cheat somebody, it will come back to you. And plus it's in your mind. No matter what you do, if you try to, you know, not pay what you deserve to pay, it ruins your mind.
And I talk about that as sending out the energy. Whatever energy level you're resonating on will be attracted back to you.
I remember one time I found this has happened to me several times, but I had underpaid for something.
I was
guilty. I got into the car and realized I didn't pay for something. I had to literally drive back to the store and pay it. And the man that I went up to, I said, I never paid for this. It wasn't on my receipt. He was dumbfounded.
I've done that a few times, actually.
That I went in and paid for it. I said, I couldn't enjoy it if I didn't pay for it.
Well, good for you. You did the right thing.
Yeah, and you have to live with yourself.
Exactly.
I think that's what this is all about, is living with yourself and your choices. And, of course, you know, all of us, I don't know if you have children, Mike, but it's about teaching our children how to live with themselves, to make right choices.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think that that's the big thing that's lacking in our world right now, is we have let so many things like, you know, manners, and just talking about, you know, being good to other human beings and to animals and to, you know, I mean, really respecting our world. And I think that that's so important that we really need to kind of, for 2013, let's make a difference. Let's, you know, with all the terrible things that have been, you know, happening in our world, We need to. It's got to start with us, and it's got to start now.
Kim, at the baseball field when my son played baseball, there was a big sign that said, "Your children are watching," and it is don't do as I say, do as I do.
Right.
You know, be the role model that you want to be, and it starts off with love and forgiveness from yourself, and then just, you know, that's the lesson.
Treat people how you want to be treated.
Treat them how you want to be treated.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. When my kids were younger, you know, you don't really think about it, but now I have all teenagers. And let me tell you, I'm telling you, a couple times a day I hear, "Mom, remember when you did that?" You know, good or bad. You know, they're like, "That's why I live my life this way, because of you, Mom," or because of Dad.
Well, even more than that, you see them do something unconsciously, and you know it's because they've been taught the right way to do it.
They mirrored us.
Yes.
So anyways, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, I'm so glad you're here. And you know that this is a place where you can be comfortable and you can, you know, hopefully learn some great tips and techniques from my guests on my show. It's all about really, you know, it's about life. It's about our life being our best. This is the only one that we personally know about. And my guest right now is Mike Curtis, and his book is Try It This Way. Excuse me. And so what parts were easy and what parts were difficult and why?
Well, my book is cut off into three parts. And really the first part was fairly easy. It's just a bunch of my advice on things, you know, how to start your campfire and that kind of stuff, and to avoid drinking bottled water, and, you know, how to have good manners and all that sort of thing. I mean, that's all pretty lighthearted, although I do believe that all those things have a metaphorical impact on the more difficult issues. But the second part of the book, and getting back to where we were before, yes, I have children, I have grandchildren, and the second part of the book is where I tackle, I guess, some of the more difficult, complicated, or difficult, complex kind of human issues, and including, like, how do you raise your kids, how do you love and respect your spouse, your relationship with money, how do you get on in the workplace, and how you get on with other people, how you manage your inner world, and all that sort of stuff. Well, that was a lot more difficult to write, and, you know, I wanted to find out if I really did understand those things, and I believe that if you do understand something, then you can write it down. And if you have difficulty writing it down, I think you should take a second look at whether you really do understand it. And what I found was I knew I had opinions and I had beliefs regarding all those important topics, but then when it came time to write them, I had to question my own thinking a few times and clarify it, because I had some difficulty expressing what I thought I believed. And so it was a great growth experience for me. When I finished writing part two, then writing part three, which was just the mods and then to tie the book up, was also fairly easy. It was just a matter of, you know, finishing up and proofreading and stuff from there. But part two was the heart of the book, and it took longer than the other two parts combined.
I think this is in part three, but I really like your part on time management oblique, and it talks about...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really love your thoughts on time management oblique, and organize around your priorities. Talk about that in the five...
Well, again, I want to cite the person that first taught me it's that bad, and it was Stephen Covey. And although I use my own words when describing it, but I think in the workplace, I mean, all of us have too much to do, and we don't really have enough time to do everything perfectly. But as soon as you realize a few important principles, like some tasks have more impact on the outcome than others do, then you're starting to understand the difference between effectiveness and efficiency.
Yeah,
and
you say keep your
priorities. Oh, sorry?
No, I see that in here. You say keep your effort within the circle of influence.
Well, that's a byproduct of accepting 100% responsibility. That's a great concept. If you want to be effective in the workplace, first of all, set your priorities and do the things that are the most important that have the biggest impact. But secondly, to be successful and have influence, you really need to concentrate your efforts inside your circle of influence. And so if you think about it's just a manifestation of accepting responsibility. If you keep your efforts within your circle of influence, that's where you can make your impact. If you're spending your psychic energy, which is very precious, and your time complaining about things that are outside your circle of influence, I'm talking mainly in the workplace here. If you spend your time complaining about what your boss is doing or what the other department's doing and all this kind of stuff, and then you're not really being effective in your work, and you're basically wasting your time and your energy. If you focus your efforts in your circle of influence, your circle of influence gets bigger. If you focus your efforts outside your circle, it gets smaller. And that's a really tough one for people to live with. It takes a lot of discipline.
Right. And, you know, what I love about this book, at least for me, and you know, tell me your opinion on it too, is you've actually taken a look at life. I mean, really, you've taken a look at life. And I think sometimes so many of us are just going and not reflecting. And I always say almost like close your eyes and look inside for a moment. How's it working for you? How's your life really working? And what a perfect time before the new year to really almost like take your life into a pie shape and really check in. Are you doing a good job with your kids? Is your house in order? Is your cars maintained? Are you spending time with your family, your parents? You know, how do you have good friends in your life? Are they, you know, are they sucking the energy out of you? Are they good people to be around? Really dissect every part of your life. And I think that you, Mike, have kind of put that into order. And I've really learned since I've had my radio show to be more conscious. And I really, you know, I tell you, and God works in many different ways, you know, where you have to check in. And I'm going to read your book and really check in with every area of our life. And, you know, I have a therapist that comes on my show, Noelle, and she's always talked about maintenance. And I think that we have to maintain our life at, if we want a high level, we need to maintain it. I just had a flat tire and, you know, I didn't maintain it. My husband kept saying, honey, you need to do it. I didn't maintain it. And that's what happens. And so just as a tire goes flat, our life can start to fall off. And
very true. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thank you for writing this book. And I love that you put it just an ordinary guy's guide to extraordinary happiness, because I truly believe that this is a great life. And
yeah, so do I. And you know, it's the kind of thing that an older guy will do. I had the time to think about and reflect on these things. I didn't when I was younger and I was working hard and raising kids and all that. And, you know, I hope that people will get a kick out of my book. And I'm tickled to get some exposure in California. I hope my brother's listening. He lives in Glendale.
There you go. Get him on that. Yeah. All right. Well, so leave us with, what is your biggest lesson that you've learned?
I guess if I wanted to say, it's hard to pick one, Kim, but...
Give us three.
Oh, three. That's actually easier to give you three. Okay, well, I know if two are right off the top, and I can easily do three if I think of two. So the first one is this. And I think we've already talked about it, but the first one is the realization that this can really hit you in the stomach, the realization that you are responsible for your own happiness. And the corollary to that is that happiness comes from the inside. So it isn't, you know, your spouse's responsibility or your boss's responsibility or your kid's responsibility or the different things you can buy with your money. It isn't those things that are going to make you happy. It's as you were saying a few minutes ago, it's learning to live a reflective and conscious and purposeful life and being true to your values that will make you a happy person. And I don't think it's all that hard. You know, I'm not going to say that everybody can do it, because some people's life situations are really grim, but we can all do the best we can. So I guess that's my major takeaway is that everyone's happiness is their own responsibility. And the second point is that it really comes from the inside. It doesn't come from external factors. And then finally, I guess I'd want to say that we should appreciate our lives for what it is. And, you know, the human condition is, I think it's kind of a tragic comedy. And, you know, like, we all face things in our lives that are really unhappy. Like, we lose loved ones, or we lose a job, or, you know, things like that. It happens to all of us. But, and when that does happen, we have to pay proper attention to those things. And yet, on the other hand, life's full of joyful moments, too. And
right.
We have to pay proper attention to those moments and realize them for what they are and don't take them for granted. And, you know, you get to be a guy in your 60s like I am, you get to realize that it's, like Woody Allen said, you know, life is full of disappointment and frustration and it's all over too soon.
That's funny.
Yeah. I love it.
You know, I believe that having a sense of humor is really kind of a helpful thing.
Well, you know, my dad always tell me, if you can still laugh, then you can still live. So I love that. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for being our guest on our show here today. And where do we find your book?
My book is available online. It's still only been out for just a few months. And so the best place, I think, to get it is from Amazon.com. But you can also get it from Barnes & Noble. And you can get it through the publisher at Author House. So any of those places, you just go to their website.
So your name is Michael Curtis, and it's Try It This Way.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you go to Amazon.com and type Try It This Way into the search bar under books, it'll pop right up.
I love it. And I want to personally thank you for reflecting on your life to help all of ours.
Well, you know, Kendall, I appreciate the opportunity. And I'm you know, very grateful that you mentioned my book so many times. I've done a lot of these interviews, and sometimes the interviewer doesn't mention my book. I want my people to read it. And, you know, I want my readers to sort of think about these important things.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. All right. And Happy New Year. And for anybody that is just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We were just talking to Michael Curtis, and his book is Try It This Way, An Ordinary Guy's Guide to Extraordinary Happiness. And stay with us, because we've got Sharon Savitson. She's going to talk about a vision board. We've got a vision here at The Kim Pagano Show, and we want you to get your vision, whatever you have planned in your life, that we can individualize something for you. So stay with us. You're still going to be listening to us. We've got lots more to talk about here on The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal with more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology. Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074. 4074. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And, God, New Year's right around the corner. And, you know, not all of us kind of reflect on our life and look at what we want for the next year. So we have Sharon Savidson today, who's actually on my show all the time. But we're going to talk about the vision board and really what is a vision board. So I want to give out our phone number here because we are going to take some names that we are going to put together a seminar for the Kim Pagano Show and really get everybody organized for the new year. So if you are interested in being a part of that, give me a call at 805-419-0008. Sharon, thank you so much for doing this with us. But what is a vision board exactly for those that don't know?
I'm going to tell you that in a minute, but first I want to say what's so interesting, Kim, is that so few people actually know what they do want in life. When I say to people, so what do you want? You know, where do you want to be in a year or where do you want to be in 5 years' time? They'll say, I don't know. They'll be able to tell you what they don't want, but they can really tell you exactly what they do want. And we'll get into this a little bit in a minute when you started talking about look at each area of your life and we'll go through all of that. So having said that, like, you know, what road take, which any road will take you anywhere. If you don't know which road you're going down, then how do you know where you're going to land up?
Right. Almost like directions, right?
Direction. When you're driving. Exactly. Exactly. So,
and I got to say, I've been working with Sharon, and this has been one of the hardest things for me, actually defining what I want, because I know in concept, and I'm a very visual person, so I know in concept of what I want my life to look like, but how to get to that point and what path to take to get there, you know, is not so clear. So I understand that.
And I want to say also, because I've worked with Sharon too, is I am one of those people. I know what I don't want. I don't always know what I want. And if you say what you don't want, guess what? The universe really gives you what you don't want, not what you
want,
right? Because
the universe is literal. So just, and we'll get into this also, is be careful of the language that you use when you flippantly throw things out there. The universe doesn't have a sense of humor. It's very literal. So when you say that, and it doesn't understand negative. So when you say, I don't want.
Or sarcasm.
Or sarcasm, you will get exactly that. So what is a vision board? When we're talking about you attract exactly what you put out there, then what is the vision board?
My example of that is always, I always tell my kids, don't pray for patience because that God makes you wait.
Yeah, God gives you the lesson.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
And now, who can do this? Let's just say.
Absolutely anybody.
So men, women,
men,
anybody.
Women, children. You know, I do it with my teens that I work with. So absolutely anybody, even young kids. You know, when you say to them, okay, so why don't you think about what it is that you want? And then, you know, let's put money away towards it. You're moving towards it. So what a vision board, and it's sometimes called a dream board or motivational mapping, what it is it's a collage that depicts your dreams, your desires, putting down what it is that you do want so that the universe can bring it to you. Because how are you going to get what you want if you don't put it out there? You need to tell the universe, this is what I want. Just a quick note, sometimes we think we want something or sometimes we say we want something, and we don't understand why we're not getting it. Because we're giving the universe mixed messages.
Or we really weren't supposed to have it.
Well, we'll right? get into okay. that. But the mixed message thing is we're telling the universe two different conflicting ideas.
So give an example of that.
I'll give you a personal example. I am a personal trainer. I've been for a very long time. When I got divorced, I got into the personal training by default. So I started doing that, but I really didn't embrace it. And I had clients and I was doing really well and I was good at what I was doing, But I didn't embrace that exactly. It wasn't exactly what I wanted to be doing. So on the one hand, I was telling the universe, I don't really want to be doing this. And on the other hand, I was saying to the universe, bring me clients. So I never really built the business because I didn't really want to be doing that. I wanted to be doing what I'm doing now.
It was your stopgap.
Exactly. Okay. So that's it. Or you tell the universe, I want this much money. And then you tell the universe, I'm really afraid of having a lot of money. And we'll get into like clearing the blocks. So you want money, but you're really afraid to have money because your parents told you that people who have a lot of money aren't good people.
Very interesting.
So it's about being very clear about what you want. So the vision board is setting down your ideas, your goals, your desires so that you can move towards it.
Very good. Yes.
Now,
what do you need to do a vision board?
All right. So you need magazines, papers.
What kind of magazines? I mean, you know, because what if you, I mean, should you go shopping for magazines? I mean,
you can pick up magazines anywhere. And when we do the vision board, workshop, I just collect where, you know, there are people that are always throwing away. Ask a few people around you and within a week, you'll have magazines, you know.
But should they be a certain kind, inspirational?
Here's the thing. So before we actually get to the vision board, let's talk about the goals, okay? Let's really go through every single area in your life. Now, you may have something to add to this group of things that I'm going to tell you, and go ahead and do that. This is not a given. I'm just giving you guidelines. Your career, okay? That's one area. Family, another area. Finances, health and well-being, personal growth and spirituality, relationships, social activity, community. Add whatever you wanted to that. Write down details in every one of those columns. Now, you know, Marsh, when you were saying we started off doing this, you do not have to do it right this minute. And you can build or you can take away. That's why I say, you know, write it in pencil. You can change it. You can erase it. It's a process. It's always a process that you keep circling back and looking at and deciding what it is that you want. So write your goals. There was a study that was done at the Dominican University that showed evidence that people that wrote down their goals and committed to doing goal-oriented actions and that were held accountable. And I wanted to go back to the organizer when just to say something that I wanted to add there is when you are held accountable for something, when you have somebody, whether it's a friend or a parent or a child, and you go, hold me accountable, you are more likely to do it and achieve what it is that you. So you want to be setting goals.
That's why Weight Watchers is the number one weight loss thing, because you have to go to a meeting and you're held accountable.
And right. You have a buddy system or you right. Have, right, yeah.
Right. You know, I have my clients text me on a daily basis or once they've completed a task. So then, you know, they have to, well, they don't. And then if they're not doing it, I want to know why they're not doing it. What's stopping them from doing it?
Right. What block?
What block? Yeah. Right. Okay. So in each of those areas, write down what would be your ideal career. Okay. What would be your ideal relationship? And sometimes we don't know. Okay. Right. Sometimes we just know what it is that we don't want. So let's start off there. If you write down the things that you don't want, then perhaps that'll be the catalyst for you to decide what it is that you do want.
So it is okay to write down what you don't want?
Yes, it is if it's going to facilitate you finding out what you do want.
Okay.
So if you're struggling to find out what you do want, then absolutely write down the things that are coming to you that you don't want in order for you to find out what you do want. Because then at least you know that that's what you don't want. You don't want that.
You're
okay.
Pretty clear on that
part. Don't want that.
So, yeah.
What do you want? Okay. So that's the first step. Is to actually take each of the areas and to think about, you know, where do I want to be in this category in 5 years' time? Now, where do I want to be in 1 year? Where do I want to be in 6 months? So start off
where do I want
by
to be
doing
in one
that.
Month, right?
Where do you want to be? You know, whatever it is, it can be a short-term goal in a week. You know, it can be whatever for New Year. What are my goals going to be for New Year? All right. So having said that, we now kind of have an idea. And then we'll start the vision board. So there's three kinds of vision boards, okay? One vision board is, I know exactly what I want. All right? I know what I want. I know where I'm going. I'm gonna do that. You can decide to do a general vision board where you put every single area of your life onto it. It can be all over the place. You can also break it up into areas, so you can have all of the different categories or some of them, you know, in and segment the vision board. Or you can choose to take one of the areas and go, okay, I'm just going to do a love vision board. That's the most important thing in my life right now, and I just want to focus on my relationship, and so I'm going to do a vision board on my relationship. Okay. The next board is when you're not exactly sure what you want. All right, you know, perhaps you've gone through a depression, or you've had a loss, or you've gone through a divorce, and you don't really know where you're going or what you're doing. So that vision board's called the opening and allowing.
So that's kind of a transitional board.
It can be a transitional board, or just if you're not that clear about what it is. And with that board, you basically are going to just take whatever resonates with you. You know, from the first board, you're going to, let's say you know exactly that you want a Ferrari, okay? You're going to be looking through car magazines, looking for the Ferrari that you want. But let's say you don't know which car you want. Let's say you're flipping through the magazine and you go, oh, I like that one, but maybe I like that one. So then you're just pulling out a few of the things that kind of resonate with you.
So let's say you just want a new car. You don't know what kind of car yet, but it's just a new car. So can the car on the picture just represent a car?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be. So it's your board, you can do what you want.
So let's go back to talking about if you don't know what car you want. When you put down, I want a car, do you want it to have two doors or four doors? Do you need it to have a large trunk? So then you chunk down completely to tell me some of the things about the car that you will need it to have that will help you to narrow it down to fewer cars, because not every car out there is going to be.
So most people have some parameters for what they want, even if they don't know exactly what they want.
And they don't start with that very, very often. Let's say you know that you want to work, but you're not really sure what you want to do. Okay. No idea what you want to do. All right. Do you want to work with people? Or alone? Do you want to work from home or in an office? Do you want it to be your own office, or do you want to work in a communal office?
Do you want to work one day? Do you want to work five days?
Well, that's
days,
it. That's
right?
Exactly
really
what I say.
Start to dissect.
How many hours? Now, one thing to remember when you're doing the vision board is you want to imagine that you have no parameters, okay? If money was no object, if you had no boundaries.
So that's how you want to look at it.
And I'll tell you why. Because you may say, all right, I want to go and live in a certain country, okay? But you're not sure, and you're not sure if the person will go with you. The thing is, it may not actually be that you want to go and live in that specific country. You may just want a feeling that you can create, and it doesn't have to be there. It can be somewhere locally. So by going through the process, you move closer to what it is that you want. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, and we're so glad that you are here. We are talking with Sharon Savitson right now, and we're talking about transformation, and she is our life coach, and we're talking about vision boards for 2013. So I definitely want to know if you are interested in being a part of this. Definitely give us a call at 805-419-0008 to get your name in so that we can get some information on where it's going to be, when it's going to be, all that good stuff. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, so the third one is really the one where it's a theme, where you're very specific about what it is. It can be your work, it can be career, it can be your birthday, whatever it is. So what do you need? You need magazines, you need scissors, you need glue. You need a big board that you can get.
Like a poster board.
Like a poster board. Okay. You want it to have some body. You don't want it to just be a big, flimsy piece of board. You want it to actually be able to be
like
self-standing.
Foam core.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Okay. And so what you're going to be cutting out of the magazines is pictures, either specific pictures or pictures that just resonate with you. Let's say you're doing the vision board that you don't really know. You may find a picture of a teddy bear that you just think, oh, that's so cute. You don't know why you think it's cute, or you don't know why you want to take it out, pull it out anyway. Because it may tell you that you need a little bit more love in your life, or you need a little bit more nurturing, or whatever.
Like, for instance, one of the things I love and, you know, want to add to mine is travel. It's not a specific place necessarily, but I love meeting and getting to know new cultures. So I love travel. So I would pick out pictures of things I'm attracted to going to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. I just had a caller and they wanted to know, can you do this wrong?
There is no way to do a vision board wrong, okay? Because think about this. How often have we decided we want something, and then we go down that road and then we think, you know what? This really isn't what I want. And then at least, you know, you don't want that. So you can either just start a new vision board, or you can just paste over the vision board. You know, you can just change specific pictures that you've put up there. There is no way. And you always want to be circling back and checking in with yourself that you're still on track and this is still what you want.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
So you're cutting out the pictures.
Could also be words that resonate.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You want to be taking, it can be poems, it can be motivational words, it can be pictures, it can be colors. I had somebody who, I loved what she did. She did a three-dimensional vision board, because what she did was she took paper and she made little flowers out of it, and she put it on the vision board and she put a little bit of ribbon. So it's your vision board. It's whatever you look at that makes you happy, okay? And you're just going to put it in whatever order you want to. The thing about the vision board is you want it to be in a place where you are seeing it every single day, okay? Now, our brain works in pictures and words. That's why you don't want to just have a word vision board, although you can have that too. But when you add pictures to it, it takes it to a little bit of a deeper level. It's not just the word, it's also the picture. So you want to have it where you can see it, so that your brain is sending out. Now, going back to, we talk about what we don't want. So what are we telling the universe? What we don't want. When you see that vision board every single day, you're sending that energy out into the universe to say, hey, this is what I'm putting out there. This is what I'm going to track back to me. One of the things that we do in the workshops is, you know, sometimes we have affirmations and we think we want something and we put it out there and we go, why do we not have this? Why are we not attracting it? And that's because there are blocks that stop us from actually getting what it is that we want.
Sharon, talk about blocks. What does that mean? Why would we have blocks if we think we want something? Is it something that we were brought up with? What is
it? So we have external blocks. You know, there are things that really stop us. I mean, physical, circumstantial things that stop us from doing things. But the blocks that I talk about are the four internal blocks. And these are limiting beliefs. So a limiting belief is something that someone else imposes on you. Your parents tell you that people who are rich aren't nice, or your parents told you that women can't be successful in business. So you want to think about the things in each area of your life, go through each of these areas and say, what's stopping me from, you know, are there any limiting beliefs in terms of career or relationships? My parents got divorced, so I don't believe that there are any good men or good relationships or marriages out there. You know, the second thing is assumption. Because something happened in the past, it's going to happen again. So I have had a bad relationship. It's going to happen again. I had a bad business partner. I'm going to attract another bad business partner.
Yeah, someone cheated on me in business or in relationships. That's going to happen again.
So that's an assumption. Because it's happened in the past, it's going to happen again. The third one is our interpretation of a situation. So we walk into a party. We see someone standing at the other end. She ignores us. We think she doesn't like us. In actual fact, she didn't even see us, or that was our interpretation of what the situation was, okay? What you were saying earlier, Marsh, when someone shows up late and we've been waiting for them, our interpretation is that they were doing it
to us,
to be disrespectful to us. Well, that's just our interpretation, okay? So the biggest one, though, is the gremlin. And that is our internal little voice that says, you're not good enough, you'll never be able to do this. It's not anything that anyone has imposed on us. but it's what our little voice says.
And everybody has a
everybody
little voice.
Has
yes.
that gremlin. Some people have just learned to manage it or to work with it in a way that it now becomes supportive instead of this little voice that stops you from doing things. So in the Vision Board workshop, I go through all of these blocks. We work through them. We do gremlin work. We transform the gremlin into this little voice that actually works for you instead of against you. So even when you do the vision board, you now have, there should be nothing that's stopping you from really being able to attract what it is that you want to attract into your life.
Does it take a little bit of time? How long does it take?
Well, go working through the blocks. You know, here's the thing. I think we're always circling back and finding things. I think that everything that happens to us is, you know, I say people are messengers for lessons we need to learn. And that's about being aware in life, is when someone pushes your buttons, you know, what's coming up for you? Where does it come from? What's stopping you from being able to attract and move forward or, you know, what's coming up? Why do you feel the way that you feel? The other thing that I do in the workshop is we do a meditation. But so now let's go back to the vision board and talk about, you know, here the thing about having it up there is it's so important is to be able to have your brain see it and
almost remind you of
remind you all the time.
Yeah. Because even if your conscious brain doesn't see it necessarily every second, your subconscious brain
sends it out there.
Right, and that's the other reason why there's little notes that you can also do, right? We're in the shower. In
absolutely.
The, you know what I mean? You see them and they kind of put you
just
back in
place.
Just
keep reminding
yes.
you. So what I want to tell you that's really important with affirmations, with vision boards, is when you think about it, you want to make sure that you haven't put it in the future. So you don't want to be saying, I will be doing that, or I... You know, you want to be saying it as though you have it. Make sure that you are totally aligned, and make sure that it's something that you want and not something that your parents want for you or that somebody else wants for you.
Oh,
okay?
That's a great point.
Or your husband
yeah.
or wife.
Whatever. Make sure that it really resonates with you and that it's your vision and that you are totally aligned with whatever it is that you put out there. So you want to be saying it as though you already have it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't really believe that you have it, then you want to say, I'm in the process of getting it.
Oh.
So I'm in the process of getting all of this money or putting together my vacation or attracting my perfect soulmate. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing is you also want to put out there that it's this or something better, because sometimes the universe has a much bigger plan for us.
Right, okay. I agree with that.
And you want it to be for your highest good, because sometimes we want something and it really isn't what's best for us.
Correct.
And so when we hold on to it, instead of just allowing the universe to bring us what is really for our highest good, later down the line when we didn't get that specific job and we will look back and we go, thank goodness I didn't get that job. Or Marsha, with you with a portfolio, mm-hmm. you know, going, sometimes we're not meant to find
so
something.
So they don't know what that means. I lost something in my home somewhere. I have a portfolio. I'm a floral designer, and I wanted to take it and put it online, and I can't find it. And so, I tore my house entirely apart, and I still can't find it. And so then I just came to the conclusion, maybe I wasn't meant to find it. Maybe
for
that,
right
maybe
now.
I need to
right.
move on to something else or in a different direction. Maybe that's not the direction I need to be in. So, you know.
And I that kind of takes us into nothing is by coincidence, right?
Synchronous, right.
Yeah.
Nothing happens by accident. So you've done the vision board. You now have it up on your wall and you're like, okay, God, give me or whatever universe, bring me bring me whatever I have on there. You do need to take steps towards getting what it is that you want. You know, you want to go on vacation. Well, the vacation, the ticket's not going to land in your lap. You have to go and work towards it. So take each area and go, what's the next step? What do I need to do? And remember, if you're not moving towards it, perhaps you need to look at how much motivation you have and whether you actually want that or not.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of that old saying, out of sight, out of mind. You're saying the opposite. Put it in sight to put
absolutely.
It in mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no, and it's not about judging if you decide that something doesn't work for you on the vision board. It's about saying, great, now I know that it doesn't work. What does work? What do I know? What have I learned from this?
So, Sharon, you've been doing this for a long time with different groups and different people. I've done my own vision board. Marcia, have you done one yet?
Not in this exact way, but I've done similar to this.
Yeah. So what is the outcome that you've seen? I mean, this is so popular right now. A lot of people do it and talk about it. And
so. I have seen so many things. I mean, personally, me with my office and the house that I'm in, and people just saying, I did a vision board and I didn't see the woman for a few weeks. And when I did see her, I said to her, where have you been? And she said, on the vision board. And it was totally not going to come up. You know, it wasn't in her immediate like plans. She had put that she wanted to go to Hawaii, and a week later she was in Hawaii.
Isn't that crazy?
So I really do see it. So I see people that have told me that they've cut out pictures of specific homes and then landed up, you know, found the vision board years later, and they've found they're living in that exact home.
So I want to ask you, can you put actual pictures up? So let's say you've gained 15 pounds and you want to get back to the weight you were, and you have a really pretty picture of yourself in that weight. Can you put a picture of yourself on there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You can do whatever you can put whatever resonates with you. If that resonates with you, go ahead and put it up.
Right. Well, and you know, I'm a hair therapist, right? And so people bring in pictures that they want their hair to look like.
Right.
You know, and so that's another vision. It's a vision.
Absolutely.
You have to know what you can work with and, you know, if it's attainable, correct?
Right. One thing that, you know, sometimes people will say, well, it's too overwhelming to do the vision board. So don't do a vision board. Have a little book. You know, I'm traveling and I can't take the vision board with me. Take a little book. Put words and cut out pictures. Or you can take cards, these index cards, and you can put a different index card for each of the different areas and write your little words and put little pictures or draw little pictures on the card so that you have them with you and decide to look at one each day.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big vision board. It could be something that's manageable for you.
Right. I've also seen now that they're doing videos.
Okay. So here's the thing with the video, and what they're saying is that the movement, the motion, is what triggers emotion in you. So if you're proficient on the computer and you can do movies, absolutely go ahead and do that. You know, even like having on your screensaver the moving ocean or the fish tank or whatever, that elicits calm in you. So go ahead and put it together, you know, with words coming up, music that you love, visuals that you love, in order to do the vision board as a movie. Yeah.
All right. Well, gosh, I mean, I'm excited. Because I think that for every new month, every new year that we need to start really kind of like our last guest is really looking at our life and checking in and make sure that we're on target. So, you know, I thought that this would be a great thing to start before the new year. And again, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. If you would like to be a part of our vision board seminar, the Kim Pagano Show, I would love to have you. So definitely get your name in for that, and we'll get all the information where it's going to be and when and all that good stuff. Sharon, Marcia, thank you so much for being a part of the show and all your input. And I wish you both a happy and healthy new year.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
And I want to wish all of my listeners, again, thank you so much for being a part of my show. You've made my show this year amazing. I can't wait to look and, I've got great things ahead of us for next year. And I hope that you take a moment to be grateful for what we have in our world every day. And with that, I wish you a happy new year and a healthy one. And I hope that you have gotten what you want. With that, I want to say thank you. I want to say if you've missed any part of this show, to definitely listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. And again, check in. Be a friend of ours on Facebook. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, which we talked about really, is good communication starts with good preparation. And really be clear with what you want in life so that you can have it. It's a great life. And let's make it a good one. With that, I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 2 to 4 here on AM 1520 KVTA. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Talk to you soon.